A vision is like a star in deep blue space. The bigger the vision, the bigger the star, the stronger the gravitational pull. The clearer the vision, the bigger the star, the stronger the gravitational pull. And when one's vision is huge, the amount of actions and tasks that need to be completed correlates exactly to the size of that vision. And so, it is very possible that in the creation of your vision, you require the assistance of people who work for you and people who supply goods and services to you. Every entrepreneur that I know, myself included, recognizes the feeling of frustration that the world is not moving at the same pace as you. That people are not delivering on the inputs to your vision at the pace that you desire or require. And so you push and push and drive and drive. Oh, the frustration. Meditation 47 reads like this. I recognize that the world does not react with the same urgency of my will. I am finding the space between pushing too hard and absolute frustration. Today, I will move closer to that space. I repeat. I recognize that the world does not react with the same urgency of my will. I am finding the space between pushing too hard and absolute frustration. Today, I will move closer to that space. There is a saying that the heart wants what the heart wants. And nothing could be more true for an entrepreneur and their relationship with their vision. And when the entrepreneur wants a vision created, nothing will stand in their way. But unfortunately, that's not true. The moment the vision is created and the gravitational pull is experienced, it feels like everything stands in your way. But let's be honest. Part of our unreasonable requirement is a function of our belief that we would be able to do something at a much faster speed. And part of our frustration is not really understanding the complexity of the creation of the sub-elements of our vision. I recently designed a new product, a physical product. I come from a strong background of producing services, and so my foray into producing a product was something relatively new. How difficult could it be, I thought. My lack of experience in this particular domain meant that I had missed so many data points in how that product was manufactured, how that product was certified, and how that product got to market. Each one of these additional data points turned out to be days, weeks, and even months longer than I had anticipated in my original planning. And so I push and push and push. And sometimes, as you know, we push too hard. Sometimes our employees cannot handle the pressure, finding it unreasonable. Sometimes our suppliers are just not capable of producing a product to our specification at the price we require and the time period we require it in. But we push. We push. We push. And every time we push, we have a sense of frustration. Meditation 47 speaks about, today I will move closer to that space. The space between pushing too hard and absolute frustration. There is a groove. It is the definition of the compromise between our acceptance and those that are providing service to us, increasing their speed, their output. This groove, this compromise, is called orbit. Just like the moon finds the balance between Earth's gravitational pull and the lure of outer space, just as Earth finds the perfect orbit between the sun's gravitational pull and the lure of outer space, so too do your employees and suppliers need to find the perfect orbit between your gravitational pull and the lure of their own sense of capability. I recognize that the world does not react with the same urgency of my will. I am finding the space between pushing too hard and absolute frustration. Today, I will move closer to that space.